Hi, my name is Shalana Sturgis, and today I want to share about the unblemished lamb. When you're reading in Luke chapter 2, the story of Jesus' birth, we see these beautiful scriptures about Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem, the place where King David was born. And they're going to take a census, so they're fulfilling the prophecies that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, King David's ancient home, and they travel. And because the whole family, both of them are direct descendants of David, have traveled to Bethlehem, there's not enough space in the family home for them to stay, and so there's no guest room. And so Mary and Joseph end up staying downstairs in a main room that was kind of used to care for animals as well. So it's a workshop, and then it shelters frail animals at night. And in verse 6 to 7, it says, "When they arrived in Bethlehem, Mary went into labor, and there she gave birth to her firstborn son. After wrapping the newborn baby in strips of cloth, they laid him in a feeding trough, since there was no available space in any upper room in the village." And this laying the baby in the feeding trough was a picture of Jesus as the Passover lamb, because Passover lambs couldn't be bruised, they couldn't have any broken bones, and they couldn't have a blemish. And so what happened is, when they were born, the shepherds used to lay them in a feeding trough lined with soft hay so that they would stay unblemished. And it's this picture of this king of the whole universe coming and humbling be laid in a feeding trough, and not even in a main room, and yet he is the savior of the whole world. And from the very moment he's born, he's taken on this incredible symbolism of being the Passover lamb, the one who takes away sin, the one who saves us from death. And in Jude, there's a beautiful verse in verse 24, where it says, "Now to the one with enough power to prevent you from stumbling into sin and bringing you faultless before his glorious presence, to stand before him with ecstatic delight, to the only God our Savior, through our Lord Jesus Christ, be endless glory, majesty, great power and authority, from before he created time, now and throughout all ages of eternity. Amen." And that's in the Passion, but in another version it says, "To him who is able to keep you from falling." And I just love this verse. Every time temptation shows up at my door, I cry out to the one who is able to keep me from falling, the one who is the unblemished one, the exchange for my sin, the one who's exchanged for other sins. When others hurt us or cause us pain or anxiety, we have a Savior who is righteous, the one who has great power and great authority, who defends us, our defender, the one who fights on our behalf. So it's not a passive God. He's a God who goes to war against ill-doing, but he's also the saving God, the unblemished lamb, the one who will sacrifice and take on the physical pain and of sin. And so, yeah, today I just really pray that you would be encouraged to reach out to the unblemished lamb, that you would know that Jesus, from the very moment he was born, was living a life that would be gently laid down, that would be victorious and unblemished over sin, so that he could save us. I love that scripture that says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross." And it is his great joy to be the holy lamb, and the one who writes, it says, our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. So when you accept Christ, you are written into the Lamb's book of life. And it's just these beautiful scriptures, these beautiful pictures that are weaved throughout the Bible of the powerful sacrifice that Jesus has made for us. And that really encourages me in my everyday walk and my everyday struggle and my hope for heaven one day.